This is the BBC Home Service. And jolly good programs they put on, too.
Oh, isn't he a lovely talker?
Can you? Could you say some more, mister, please?
Why, certainly. This is Wallace Greenslade saying, winds light to variable. Oh, Greenslade, how can they afford you?
Because 12 shillings a week is nothing to the highly esteemed Goon Show! Thank you, listeners. Next dance, please. Mr. Greenslade, loosen that plastic spot and make me an instrument.
Listeners and listeners, we present an ancient Chinese play translated from an old Greek soup recipe found engraved on the seat of a dustman's trousers in East Acton. The trousers can now be inspected in the Science Museum internal combustion section. This play was especially written for the wireless.
Wireless, curse! This means the end of the horned phonograph and the little doggy that looks into it. Exit left.
Hello, you there. Oh, boy, get this. We give you, and how, one hot story of all hometown. Okay, Wally, take it away. Overture and beginners for China Story. Oh, boy.
Strange people, the Chinese. There are over 500 million of them.
Well, they've only got themselves to blame.
Thank you, Registrar of Births. My name is Nettie Seagoon. Now, my char lady calls me Dux. Due to a certain disease I have. I'm well known in China and voted best dressed man of 1904 in 1955. It was Christmas night on the waterfront of Shanghai. Still, it had to come sometime. Yes. As I walked the crowded streets, people seemed to know I was British. Was it my bearing? The cut of my dentures? Or was it the 8-foot floodlit Union Jack tied round my head? I'll never know.
Yikes, tally-ho, nutty. Have a noodle.
The words came from a two-legged, grey-headed man going bald at the knees. He was bent backwards, eating a plate of unchopped suey from a leopard-skin bladder. With a wave of his foot, he beckoned me over.
He ignored my invitation. But then I said something that had him at my side. Money!
My name is Ned Siegel.
Have a noodle.
Thank you. You called me over?
Yes.
What do you want?
Well, you have a kind face.
You can't have it. It's a fixture.
Fixture, eh? My, you are lumbered.
Have a care, sir. I'm not a man to be laughed at.
I know. I've seen your act. Singing shaver, isn't it?
I have my dark secrets.
Man, so do I.
Silence, Ellington, or I'll have the whitewash brush for you.
Well said, Neddy. Oh, Neddy, this gentleman here is Count Moriarty, French overland saxophone champion.
Je suis très content d'avoir fait votre connaissance et j'espère que nous serons ensemble pour longtemps.
So, the pen of your aunt is in the garden, eh? You're a stranger in China, eh, lad?
Stranger? I came here as a boy.
I didn't think you came here as a girl. Oh, I don't know, though. You Chinese are damn clever people.
I'll have you know I'm English.
English? But that ragged kilt and your toes sticking out the end of your feet.
In my position, that's no shame.
You're not?
Yes, the British ambassador.
Poor fellow, you must be starving. Have a noodle.
Thank you.
Waiter, two iced rickshaws and a firkin of rice. So, you're the British ambassador.
Yes.
There'll always be an England, and England shall be free. If England means as much to you as England means...
silly, twisted boy.
They wish to know that. Do we take it, Mr. Sneagle, that you are pressed for money?
Yes.
Hmm. Interesting, eh, Colonel Gritpipe?
Yes. Come, Neddy, have another noodle.
Thank you.
Neddy, how would you like 50 million yen?
In cash. Crazy boy, Sigun. You've heard of the fiendish Chinese nationalist leader? Not General Cash My Check.
Yes.
Listen, lad, he's willing to pay that sum to anybody who can smuggle him a certain English rosewood upright piano with brass cattle holders.
Tell me more, gentlemen.
Well, Neddy, this is the plan.
Pardon me, kind sir. Will you three gentlemen be sitting here for the next few minutes?
Yes.
I'm only a strolling vagabond. So good a night. Pretty maid on, no good a night. I'm bound for the hills and the valleys beyond. So good a night. Pretty maid on, no good a night. Oh, good a night. Oh, good a night. Oh, good a night. Oh, pretty maid on, good a night.
Yes. Now, Sigun, this is the idea we have.
Gentlemen, you heard my melody. And I think that this little wooden box with a slit in the top speaks the poetry through.
Yes. Neddy, the first thing you have to do...
Gentlemen, I understand. You want an uncle. Oh, joy. Oh, a gypsy am I, a wandering boy.
Well done, Moriarty. Just check the little wooden box, would you? Now, see, June, think our offer over, and I'll get in touch with you on the phone tomorrow.
Till tomorrow, then. Back at the embassy, I pondered over Gritpipe Thin's offer. Why on earth did General Cash My Check want a certain English upright rosewood piano with brass candle holders? Telling people the fiendish Chinese? You never know which way they're going to go. I was just about to retire for the night. When there was a tap at the window. Hello? Hello? Anybody out there in the dark?
I'm old. I'm a born. So.
Cut him! Hello?
Call for you, you're through.
Hello?
Oh, good a night. What did he mean? Oh.
Blast that man! Sir, this record has just arrived marked urgent. Quick, put it on.
Oh, good a night.
A pox on the man! Yes?
Neddy, Gritpipe Thin here. Have you made a decision about the certain English upright?
Yes. I need the money. I'll do the job. But where do I get that certain English upright rosewood piano with brass candle holders?
Go to the tea house of the August Goon.
Yes, a minute, I'll take that down. Go to the tea house of the August... There, right.
Got that down?
Yes.
Burn it at once.
Right.
Now set fire to the ashes.
Yes. Yes, I've done that.
Good. Now memorize the remains.
Right.
Splendid. Now say after me, I am an idiot.
I am an idiot.
Right. Now when you arrive there, knock 6,000 times and ask for R. Pong.
But how do I get there?
How do you get there? Where are you now?
I'm standing by the phone.
Good. Start asking your way from there.
Thank you. I should be there in 3 minutes. Just enough time for a fiendish Chinese gentleman, Malax Gladly, to have a blowout.
Thank you.
On arrival at the tea house, as instructed, I knocked 6,000 times. House of the August Gloom?
No.
Curse! It's next door. It's always next door in China.
Knock?
Yes. Tea house of August Goon?
Yes, huh?
Are you up, Hong?
Yes, we are up on till 11 o'clock.
I have come upon a certain English rosewood upright.
Ah, you are Lady Sligon, yes?
Oh, yes, British Ambassador.
Ah, good. Follow me, please.
I was led through a bead curtain and across a floor, so cunningly laid that no matter where you stood, it was always under your feet. In the far corner of the tea room, I could see the sinister oriental saxophonist Fred Fu Manchu playing strict tempo Chinese ballroom music. I was led before a military man reclining on a coolie.
Ah, so you're the man who's going to do the job?
Yes.
Now, about the certain English rosewood upright piano.
Yes, where is it?
Upriver at the Kowloon Missionary.
Kowloon? That's 600 miles from here.
Is it?
Yes. It's exactly 600 miles.
That's too far to travel. Therefore, we shall take the fiendish Chinese river steamer tonight.
In the darkness, we sat huddled on the fiendish Chinese river steamer. The silence broken only by the sound of the silence being broken.
Ah, Sigurd. I've just been speaking to the fiendish Chinese captain. He says we'll be in Kowloon at 2300 hours.
What time is that?
I don't know. My watch only goes up to 12.
Curse this fiendish Chinese triple summertime.
Ah! A man over blood!
I see him! Quick, Bradlock! Hold my coat! Yeah.
Brave man, Seagun, brave man, brave, brave man. Now let me see. Blast, not a penny in any of his pockets.
I got him! Hold me aboard! Lay him down gently.
Ah, poor fellow, he's soaking wet.
Strange, it hasn't been raining.
He's coming one. He's coming too.
Who are you, poor wayfarer?
I'm only morning of the
well held, false bleeder Helen.
By midday the following month, we arrived at the fiendish Chinese river port of Calhoun.
But to our horrid horror, we discovered that missionary Crun had put the certain English rosewood piano up for auction.
We had no option but to bid against 300 fiendish Oriental John Chinamen.
Attention, fiendish Chinese bidders. The auction commences. The first object to come under the hammer is this glass jar. The next object is this certain English rosewood upright. Now then, let us start the bidding at £1.
£1, sir.
£4.
£3.
£3, sir.
£3, 15.
£3, 15 and sixpence.
£4.
£4, 10 and 10 pounds.
£5.
£5. £5, 5. Any advance on £5, 5?
£5, 5,
6 £6.
£6, 10.
£10.
£7, 10 and £4.
£2, please.
£3, blue.
Pling, plong, dong.
Ding, dong, little.
Ding, dong, little eye.
Ding, dong, little eye, pull.
Any advance on Ying Tong Idle Ipo?
Ladies and gentlemen, the BBC have asked me to tell you that the sentence Ying Tong Idle Ipo has no meaning at all and is not a form of currency. Therefore, in bidding Ying Tong Idle Ipo for the piano, it has proved that the bidders are fiendish Chinese. We return you now to the fiendish auction.
Any advance on fiendish Ying Tong Idle Ipo?
£10!
Sold for £10.
Well done, Neddy boy. Well done.
Moriarty.
Yes?
Good pipe thin. What are you doing here?
This is the reason. Before that piano can be dispatched to the secret Chinese nappier, cash my check, the keyboard must be reversed.
Why?
Well, you see, Neddy, fiendish Chinese pianists always play from right to left.
What fiendish Chinese cunning?
Yes. Now, out you go and get me a packet of coolies.
Cork tipped, of course.
Of course.
Right.
I say, Moriarty.
Yes?
Do you think he suspects?
About the time bomb in the piano to kill Cashmacek?
No.
No.
Have you wired it up to explode?
Yes, it detonates when a certain note is played. Listen. This is the note.
You have a copy of that music?
But of course.
In Chinese?
Yes. Scored from right to left and upwards.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Then tomorrow we send Seagoon and the piano to the fiendish Chinese Nafe. And that'll be the last of our dreaded rival, General Cash My Check. Meantime, what am I bid for this record of fiendish Gladys Ellington?
The sky was blue, and high above, the moon was new, and so was love. You see, the heart of mine was singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day. That day is past, you've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I walk along, I walk along with you. No wonder I'm so lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. Thank you. Remember all those little things you used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I've walked along with you. No wonder I'm so lonely. The sky is blue and blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, Papa, come back, Papa, come back, Papa, come back to me. Papa, come back, Papa, come back, Papa, come back to me.
August the 3rd. Moving inland through the bandit province of Yangtze towards the secret Chinese nappy, strapped to the back of a mule, was the certain English etc. etc. with brass candle holders. I said etc. etc. because it saved me saying the full sentence, which was a certain English rosewood upright piano with brass candle holders. That's why I said etc. 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 Thought you might like to know.
Sigun. Sigun. Stop the caravan. There is someone behind those fiendish Chinese bushes ahead.
Hand me that loaded Chinaman.
Don't point him at me.
It's all right, I've got a safety catch on.
Oh.
Who's that behind the bush? Come on, who are you?
I'm all the leader.
Got him! Wait, there's someone else. Ahoy there! Come out from behind that bush.
Wait a minute, don't shoot at me.
Come on out.
And the blue bottle. Think. Is the blue bottle popularity slipping? No.
Who are you, you little hybrid wreck?
I'm a member of General Kashmarchek's secret nappy. Strikes dramatic pose as done in film The Bridges of Tokerees by Grace Killings and William Holdings in a Japanese bath scene. Thinks. I wouldn't mind a bath night like that.
Have you proof of your identity?
Yes, I have, my captain, yes. Look, points the Chinese dragon tattooed at great expense on tail of shirt.
What does that prove?
It proves that I have Chinese dragon tattooed on the shell of my shirt at great expense. Think. I've got a Chinese dragon tattooed on the tail of...
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
but why have you... Why if... But why have you got that boot full of Chinese porridge strapped to your head?
I always have a boot full of Chinese porridge strapped to my head on a Monday.
But today's Tuesday.
Is it? Oh, I feel a proper fool now. Thank you, Chinese sausages. Thank you.
Stop those radio award jokes. Now... How far are we from the secret Chinese nappy of Kashmarchek?
I will not tell you. You're not talking nicely to little bling bottle.
Fiendish Chinaman, Gladys Ellington, take charge of this man.
Right. Come on, you mushroom legs.
Hey! Take your hands off my little arms. You might rub off on me. Here. You're not Chinese.
How do you know?
I can tell by your eyes.
Come on now. How far we go to the secret Chinese nappy?
I don't like this game. It's a rotten game. Let's play naughty A.V. Scott being fired game.
Tell us or we play blue bottle and taxidermists.
No. I'll tell you. It is across this river. It is behind the Great Wall of China. Ying tong yi din nin ding.
Forward!
Right, here we are at the secret fiendish Chinese nappy. I will knock it.
Oh, boy. Look, it's a blue bottle and an honorable piano. Look, boys, honorable nappy piano has a line.
Ole!
Together!
Ladies and gentlemen, while our heroes are getting the certain English piano up onto the stage of the secret Chinese nappy, I would like to draw your attention to page 52 of this week's Radio Times. It shows a three-quarter rear view of a lady wearing a pair of corsets. We would like to point out that this is an advertisement and not a program. Though I must say it might be the basis of a jolly good show. I see now that the certain English piano is in position and a fiendish Chinese pianist is about to play.
Silence, please! Silence! Honorable pianist will now play Western-style tune.
Curse it, Moriarty. He hasn't played the note. Oh, he's missed it again.
Chinese gentlemen, don't fret. Your dear fiendish penis can't play the piano, so I'll sing you another melody. Could I have an A, please?
Damn clever, these Chinese.
That was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Rarrington Quartet and Max Gildray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan and Eric Sykes, announcer Wallace Beasley, the program produced by Peter Eaton.